Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour.
La situation est sous contrôle. Le travail des enquêteurs fonctionne.
And he said the situation is under control and that investigators are showing results. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that left 32 dead. Iraqi special forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State control. Officials said jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians leaving the area. French news agency reported at least 20,000 people had fled Fallujah in just a few hours. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. The court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants. Two other defendants who had worked in Morsi's office were sentenced to life in prison. European Union has published details of its decision to extend sanctions against Russia for its 2014 takeover of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, saying it continues to oppose the illegal annexation and does not recognize it. Extended penalties include asset freezes and visa bans against nearly 150 Russians. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee has closed the door on the Russian doping case, confirming the decision to ban Russia's track and field team from the Rio de Janeiro Games in August. Official decision, the original decision banning Russian athletes, came from the International Governing Body for Track and Field Competition, the IAAF. Their action said Russia had not done enough to restore international confidence in its athletes in the wake of the national doping scandal. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. He met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
The challenge is growing. Every day around the world, thousands of families continue to flee their homes. Every month, 450 people lose their lives in the Mediterranean Sea.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with a humane and human rights-based approach. Malaysia's ruling party, the BN, has now won two parliamentary by-elections. The win strengthened Prime Minister Najib Razak's grip on the nation despite ongoing graft allegations. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there following a rash of high-profile incidents involving service members that have made headlines in recent months. President Obama stressed his administration's efforts to improve the environment during a trip to the Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves.
Here in Yosemite, meadows are drying out, bird ranges are shifting farther northward, alpine mammals like pikas are being forced further upslope to escape higher temperatures. Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone.
The President, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughters, Sasha and Malia, drove through the dense forest, enjoying the views in the nation's oldest national park. Yosemite is more than 3,000 square kilometers in size of mostly undeveloped wilderness, and its scenic beauty is one of the top U.S. attractions for Americans and foreign visitors alike. Since taking office in 2009, Mr. Obama said his government has protected well over 100 million hectares of public land and water, more than any other previous U.S. administration. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.